Welcome to Walking with Jesus. This is a devotional journey through books of the Bible brought to you by Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Jason Van Bemmel. Well, we're in day five of our studies in the book of Hebrews at the very end of chapter one today, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Again, that's Hebrews 1:14 in the English Standard Version. Do you have a guardian angel? If a stranger comes and helps you out in some unexpected way, could they be an angel in disguise? If you extend hospitality to a stranger, could you be entertaining an angel unaware? Do territorial angels rule over and protect particular parts of the world? These questions are all fascinating. Each of them also has some basis in a verse or passage of Scripture, at least apparently. Guardian angels. Jesus said, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Is he talking about guardian angels? Helpful angels. The two angels who helped Lot escape from Sodom. Entertaining angels. Later in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 2, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." And even territorial angels. In Daniel 10, Daniel is told of the mysterious prince of Persia against whom his heavenly messenger had to fight. Even though you could make a connection between these verses and passages and these concepts about angels, here's what we often miss. These passages were not written to teach us about angels. The purpose of each of these passages is different, and they're not to give us a course in angelology. For example, we should not conclude from Hebrews 13:2 that the best reason to practice hospitality is that if we do so, we might accidentally entertain an angel. We're called to show hospitality to strangers because we're called to love one another and to remember that all people are made in God's image. We're called to love people, not hope for an encounter with an angelic visitor. Also in Matthew 18:10, Jesus is teaching his disciples to value and care for children, not to speculate about guardian angels. Now, Christians who go combing through Scripture, trying to figure out the deeper, hidden mysteries about angels, are missing the point of Scripture. Scripture wasn't written to reveal the mysteries of angels, but to reveal the mystery of Christ for our salvation. Jesus is the central point of the Bible, not angels. Even here in Hebrews 1, we have an extended teaching on the greatness of Jesus for 13 verses before we get one short verse about the ministry of angels in the lives of believers. And what does that one verse tell us about believers? They are servants sent for the sake of those who will inherit salvation. Angels are warrior messengers sent from God, and their mission is to protect and serve the children of God who are the heirs of salvation. The work of angels is almost always kept hidden. We almost never see them, and if and when we do, we almost never know it. Trying to see them or trying to figure out when we have seen them is actually trying to undermine their ministry and the intentions of God. Angels are seeking to serve believers and glorify Christ, not to draw attention to themselves. God seeks angels to do his work for his glory, not their own. So we can be comforted knowing that angels are real and knowing that God uses them as part of his good purposes for us. They're powerful. And they're hidden for a reason. We should thank God for them. We should not get too curious about trying to see them or figure them out. The best advice for us to heed when we're getting too fascinated by angels is what Jesus told the 72 disciples after they returned from their mission. We read about this in Luke chapter 10, verses 17 to 20. The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. We need to not find our joy in angels, or even in having all power over the enemy, but that our names are written in heaven.